All right, it's Top Momisms. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 877-764-2535. Emma's doing the board. Mike and Derby, what do you think?
Morning, guys.
Morning. Hi.
My mom used to say, I don't care what the other kids do. You're my kid, or, you know, something in that manner.
Right. If the other kids jumped off a bridge, would you jump off a bridge?
I'd say yes. You said go for it. Yeah.
It's like, no, right. But the other kids are smoking weed, and I enjoy that.
See, my mom's a jet.
I would be a smart A, and I'd be like, well, yeah, what's at the bottom? Maybe I would.
See, mom,
how high is this bridge? How deep is the water?
My mom would always say, go jump off a bridge.
You paid for swimming lessons. Maybe I will.
Right. Mm.
Is that on the board, Emma?
Well, it is. If your friends jump off a cliff, would you do it too? And yeah, that's what my kid did. He came home and he told me he jumped off a cliff. There was levels. They went to Portland, the quarry. And yeah, he would tell me how high he jumped off it. And I was just like, you know what? Just don't tell me.
Is he not shorter?
He jumped off a cliff into what?
Yeah.
Into the water.
Water. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think there's like a 30-foot jump, and then there's a 60-foot jump, and this is me. I don't want to know anything because, you know, I'm just thinking of an ER bill.
No, I think about all the things I did where it's like very close, like things could go horribly wrong.
Right, you cheated death.
That my parents didn't know about.
Yeah.
And then I think with young Chaz, I'm like, I don't even want to know.
Yeah. You're here, one piece, we're good.
I know I was worse, but I don't, you know, I don't even want to know.
Right. As long as you're still standing and breathing, we're good.
Yeah. There was a bridge in Sandy Hook. It's still there, but you know, back in the day, you used to be able to just pull up and picnic around on the corner of it.
Uh-huh.
And you could climb. It was one of these big steel bridges that looks like a railroad bridge.
Okay.
And there were different levels. There was the road level, and then you could climb up, and there's the middle level. There's a beam going across, and then there's the top level.
The expert level.
That is.
Way to top.
Like the crow's nest.
Right.
That's a long way down.
You got to duck planes that are flying by. Whoa!
Yeah. I did the first level. I climbed up to the second level, chickened out. That's an embarrassing climb down, by
that's
the way.
Okay, man.
Because they let you know.
Oh, yeah. The entire way
everybody's
down.
Everybody's like, look at him climbing down!
What a puss!
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even the road level was so high that you couldn't hold your breath until you almost hit the water.
Oh, wow.
By the time you hit the water, you'd be out of breath, and then now you got 20 feet to worry about.
Yeah, problems, yeah.
20 feet down, 20 feet up.
Yeah.
Scott in Smithtown.
Morning, fellas.
Hello.
You know what? I got several, but I'm going to go, if I told you once, I told you 1,000 times.
Told you once, told you 1,000 times. That's true.
Yeah, I used to keep count of that.
You know, I never thought to say, actually, I'm sure Phil did this. Right? Actually, it was 343 times.
Right. This will be 344 now. Yes, right. Yeah.
Tab. That on the board?
Oh, absolutely. I've told you once. I've told you a million times. I do not like to repeat myself. You better listen to me the first time.
Right. Mm.
That was me. Yep. How many times you say that to your kids?
I just got smack. Is smack on
the wooden spoon too? You know, you got the wooden spoon.
No, we wouldn't waste utensils. Mom had a hand.
Thank you, Scott.
Thanks,
guys.
Yeah, I was. My dad would use the belt. This is like, this is going way back.
Yeah, this is how things were.
This is Brooklyn, Portugal.
Right.
It's a whole thing.
Right.
And my brother, my oldest brother, I'm the youngest of three. My oldest brother had a mouth on him. He was a tough guy. He was the guy who was in bar fights. He was in the army. He was that guy. But he would get hit by the belt and say, what are you trying to do? Tickle me?
Yeah.
And I would hear that get worse. I'm going to have a different strategy.
Yeah, it's tickling doesn't sound good at all.
I remember the first time I got hit by it, and it was like a light tap. It was just kind of like a...
Yeah, like a...
Knock it off, you idiot.
Attention getter, yeah.
I cried like he cut my hand off.
Oh, wow. God, my kid's a real puss.
My mother's like, what'd you do?
Right. So that was good. Right. That was good. Right.
And then she brought a belt.
I never had any trouble with the belt again.
And Dad liked it.
Yeah. Play to mom. Know your audience.
That's right. Yep. I know. It's a different time now.
Yeah.
People don't like to hear these stories, but it is what it is.
Yeah, it was life back then.
Dan.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
So my mom said it, and my wife says it now. Don't make me get your father.
Or there's a variation of that. Wait till your father gets home.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to sit there and wait for a punishment. Thank you.
She says that too. Yep. Yeah.
No.
Well, you look at the, as soon as she says, wait till your father gets home.
Right.
You look at the clock. You're like, I got an hour to make this right with her.
Or get my affairs in
you
order.
You start to doing chores.
Yes. To my best friend, I leave my bicycle.
My daughter cries.
Your affairs in order. My battleship game, I give to.
To my sister, I give all my fuzzy animals.
My favorite G.I. Joe goes to.
Yeah, this is all before. You had time.
Yeah.
There's
time.
No cell phone. It's like, I have 2.5 hours before he comes home.
Yeah. Right.
Damn it.
He's completely unaware.
Yeah.
But 2.5 hours is good. You can work mom in that time.
There's time.
You can get her settled down.
Right.
When it's like 30, 35, it's like, oh, I'm in trouble.
Damn.
Yeah. Exactly.
Or start digging a tunnel under the house. Is that on the board?
Yes, it is. Don't make me get your father or wait till he gets home. And that's something that I really didn't use. Because
never.
I was the disciplinary one.
Oh,
so
you
they were.
Were
probably thankful when he came home because
same as Dad, same as mom's same. An ogre.
Yeah, that's
same
exactly what that was.
What do you have, Emma?
What's that?
What kids? How many?
I have two boys.
Two boys.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
They have welt marks all over them.
Yeah. Okay.
One short from jumping.
Have a good one, guys.
All right. Thank you. Oh, wow. So it was like Dad was the softy.
Yeah, that was my family, too. It was if we wanted things, we'd ask Dad. If it was like, oh, God, Mom's going to say no, let's go ask Glenn.
No.
Exactly.
That's what
I grew up.
No.
You always ask Dad.
Push over.
All right. Top momisms. We're doing on the board. It's Chaz and AJ in the morning. What did we get so far?
We got don't make me get your father or wait till he gets home. I told you once, I've told you a million times, money doesn't grow on trees. And if your friend jumps off a cliff, are you going to follow him?
All right. How about this one from my mother-in-law?
Disgusting.
On the board?
Two numerous times.
No, sorry. That one didn't make the board.
Yeah, when they found that questionable sock.
I don't know what that means, but it's funny.
Okay.
Paulingford.
Hey, morning, guys.
Hey,
morning.
Morning.
How about close the door? You live in a barn?
Live in a barn.
Yeah.
I agree with AJ. The money ones are more dead, but you never know.
Yeah.
Is it on the board?
Yes, it is.
Wow. Okay.
Close the door. You weren't raised in a barn, or you're letting all the heat out.
Right.
Yeah. That would be it. Cool, you man. Are letting all the heat out. Thank they just stand there with the door
you know,
open.
Can I tell you one of the first times I realized I was getting old? I was watching a sitcom, and it was in winter, and they open the door, and they're doing comedy at the door.
Right.
And the door is open. I'm like, that would never happen.
Yeah.
It's cold.
Right.
I was like, when I start noticing these things, I'm not looking at the jokes,
uh-oh.
I'm like, okay.
Oh, no.
All right, I'm a homeowner who's paying bills now.
Yep.
Hey, wait a minute.
Let all the heat out.
What are we doing here?
Let all the heat out.
This scene doesn't work.
Either come inside or go out there. One of the two.
Maura on the merit.
Good morning.
Hey.
Morning.
Morning. What do I look like? A maid?
Okay. Oh, that's a good one.
Okay, now what are you saying? Yes.
That is a good
one. Or I'm not your maid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Kids, the maid.
The maid line.
You have what? Four kids?
Yeah.
Wow. Oof,
what are their ages now?
42, 34, 32, and 31.
Did they leave yet?
I waited till I had one old enough to babysit, and then I had a litter.
Nice.
That's smart. Right.
Okay. Smart.
Yes, I can spread the seed further now.
That's smart.
Nice.
Oh, that's the thing. Oh, just picking up after someone who's capable of doing it themselves is annoying.
It's the worst. Oh. My grown-up sisters still, when they come home to this day, do not clean up after themselves. I'm the only one. Leave dishes, this and that. And
who? Where? Like,
oh, it's awful.
Where, yeah. Where were you? Were you raised with animals?
Yeah. Right. Oh, I know.
Yep. Like, young Chess was left for college. He was perfect. Perfect.
Oh.
He knew what to do.
Yeah.
He would come back, and it was like... Were you just with a pack of wolves?
He was damaged, wasn't he?
Are you licking out of bowls and then moving to the next food item?
There was food on
the wall. Oh, my God. Right. What's going on? What happened to you?
Why is there a cheeseburger?
Creature.
Why is there a cheeseburger on the wall?
He picked up the worst habits from those people.
Oh, it's all right, contagious.
Back to Maura. Is that on the board, Emma?
I cannot believe I did not put that on the board.
It's a good one.
I used that line last night.
But you were by yourself last night.
I was sitting on the counter, and I just kept looking at it. And he don't even live here. And I'm looking at it, and I'm still looking at it. And I was, and that's what I said. What do you think? There's a maid that lives here?
Right. Yep.
Give you a tip? No?
Okay.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm trying to remember if I was a messy kid or not. I don't think I was messy. Now, in a Puerto Rican
mom. You don't seem like you would be messy.
No. Disorganized,
you're
yes.
so neat now.
Yeah.
It's weird, because here things are so neat around you.
Yes.
And you get mad when they're messy.
Yeah.
But if we went into your house...
It was like a bomb hit it.
Hot Mess Express.
That's my off hours, yeah. Yeah, even the ants...
I'm off now.
Even the ants left. We're out of here. This effort's messy. Yeah.
Screw this place.
Right, right.
We need to find a nice house.
Right, when the cockroaches condemn a place. That's pretty bad. I thought I'm like putting a little sign up. Yeah.
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 But you're a hoarder at the house.
Yeah, I got to learn to throw things out.
Yeah.
I don't know why. That's my dad and me, because my dad...
He kept everything?
Kept everything. Oh, yeah. If you ever saw the garage, he had screws. If a screw came out of something, he put it in a can. I mean, you could build an entire house or a car from all the stuff he saved. Thanks, Dad.
There's a little bit of that, and I think most guys, in that, you know, you don't want to have to buy that again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, man, you got to spend so much time organizing that stuff to be able to... Get it when you need it.
And the worst thing is you see it so many times, and the one time you need it, you can't find it.
Or you haven't used it in 10 years.
Right.
You throw it out.
Right.
And 2 days later, guess what you need?
Right.
You're like, no way.
I just threw that out. Yep. Damn it, I just got rid of the toilet.
Yeah.
Where's that one very specific 7-inch screw that you saved from 1973?
Where's that 10-millimeter socket, damn it?
Damn it.
Russ in Huntington.
Get inside right now before I beat your ass.
Oh, that's a good
thing. Wow, I almost ran inside.
That brought back memories.
I think I peed a little. Ooh. Yes.
Is that on the board?
No, but that's a good one.
It is a good one. That's a real good one.
I yelled that one in public, so I'm glad.
It sounds worse in Spanish.
You can't yell it now because you get arrested.
Yeah.
But we heard it growing up.
Yes.
Thank you. Ken.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Yeah, we can.
There you are.
We can, Ken.
So you got a couple of them.
Right. Just give us one,
guys,
Ken.
By
one.
The way.
First give us
one. Thank you. I don't know if you want the backup one.
Just
we'll
one, Ken. One.
All right.
One.
Here we go.
All right.
What do you think? You live in a barn?
Got that one already.
Yeah, we got that one, yeah.
Yes.
Sorry. Nope. Right, here, can I give you my backup?
Okay.
Why not?
This room looks like a pigsty.
We had a reference towards that. What am I, the maid?
Yeah,
am I your maid?
Right. And to answer your question, yes.
Kind of the same. It is the same, right, Emma?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah,
it's a variation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that you can tell what kind of kid everybody was based on what they call in with.
Yeah. That's
right. Stop selling drugs in front of the house!
And this is a fun one we have to go back to this week at some point.